and welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week, show after show, just breaking those myths that mompreneurs and businesswomen are just dabbling in between bake sales and getting our nails done. We're not. We are smart, we are savvy, and we are sharing the wisdom of women in business and in life. And I am so excited to bring in today's guest. Her name is Sugar McCauley, and she invented sugar shirts because she is happy when she feels like she looks good and miserably uncomfortable when she wears a bra. Each sugar shirt style is worn bra-free while looking great for every occasion. And as Sugar says, equality feels like a sugar shirt. So with that, I can't wait to bring you in. So Sugar, welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
I have to ask you, you know, it'll be up on wordofmomradio.com, your story, but I would love you to take us back to 1976 and how this all began in your brain.
I had a sweatshirt that I think belonged to an old boyfriend, possibly one of my sisters, and it had USA emblazoned across the front. And over the years, I cut it into a more sort of attractive shape. I lowered the neckline. Anyway, so it looked good when I threw it on, which was constantly because this USA camouflaged my bust when I wasn't wearing a bra. And that made me feel really comfortable and good. Of course, I, you know, was a bit ragged looking, but I was young and youth, you can get away with a lot of things. Anyway, the poor sweatshirt deteriorated over time, and my children were getting older, and my son and his friends were always over at the house, and I couldn't do anything without wearing a bra. I couldn't live in my own house without putting on a bra, or if I weren't wearing a bra, I just looked ridiculous. I had 8 scarves over my neck. I lived in Florida. I was throwing on a down vest. It was foolish. So finally, I decided, okay, for me to live the rest of my life, I need a garment that I can put on over my naked body, and I look sharp and crispy, and I don't have some bra digging into my shoulders and strangling my chest or doing whatever it's supposed to do. No one's going to be looking at my bosom, which is quite large and out there, and I'm just going to look smart and sharp and good. So I embarked on creating sugar shirts, and after 4 years, I have finally succeeded in creating a few styles that you can put on over your naked body and look beautiful. You're not exposed. When I put it on, I do not look like the sack of oats I look like when I would put on just a regular shirt without a bra. And that's it. I can go out into my life. I can walk my dogs. I can go to a meeting. I can have a drink. I can hang out in my home. And I'm really comfortable, and I think I look extremely sharp and tidy. So I thought maybe other women feel like I do and just don't want to have to put on a bra to go and walk their dog or sit on a plane or in a movie theater or in a meeting or at the grocery store or wherever. They don't feel like wearing one. And that is my sugar shirt story.
It's a great story, though. It really is. And, you know, it's funny because somebody, I saw it on Facebook, it said coming home now during COVID and taking off your mask is the equivalent to a woman coming home and finally getting to take off her bra. And it made me think of you. I'm serious because we had already connected. You had already reached out to us. And when I saw that, I was like, oh, I have to mention that to Sugar because it really is. It's today's equivalent of taking off your bra. And, you know, guys don't get it. They don't understand how we are locked into these garments that are not made to be comfortable. They're just not. You know, try wearing underwire for, you know, 14 hours a day and tell me that you're in a good mood.
I think it's the same thing as when I try and explain it to men, as if if men had to wear a jock strap every day under all their clothes. Like, how much would they enjoy that? I don't think they enjoy that at all, which is why men don't wear it. But it's absolutely the functional equivalent. You're being strapped and harnessed and, you know, not that I don't do it and have occasion to want to make myself look in a certain way in a lovely dress. But most of the time, I just don't want my bosom weighing in one way or another with whatever I'm doing. I think if I have a really sharp, attractive, tidy silhouette, that's good. And I'm not in agony.
You know, I had a friend, God rest her soul, who was always, she used to say how jealous she was. I was a 36D when I was 12. And I gave her a plaque and it said, small-breasted women have big hearts. And she had that up for decades in her family room. People don't get it, men and women. You know, small-breasted women, they have it easy. You don't want to wear a bra, nobody cares. You know, when you have a breast a certain size, it does matter, and it makes a difference. And so that's why I love your shirt. I like the way it feels. I have the Oxford, the button-down, so, you know, I'm a button-down kind of person. And I explain what you've created and how you've made this possible.
First of all, it was way more difficult than I thought it was going to be. And I my very first samples, I was so proud of because, you know, there's a good deal of, first of all, I had to actually create a compound fabric that would be soft enough against a woman's bust, but strong enough so that it wouldn't make poke through and indent where your nipples are and give you this kind of dramatic outline a lot of women are really comfortable with, but I personally am not. I like to keep these things private. It's simply my preference. So that was the first thing I absolutely needed to overcome. And also to make this so it wasn't bulky and you didn't look pigeon-breasted or square, the weight of it. Anyway, I finally got it to what I wanted. I created this fabric. We made the first samples, and I was with my mother and my three sisters. I'm one of five. I have a little brother, too. And my mother and all of my sisters tried it on, and every single one of my sisters and my mother, their nipples were above where I had placed this reinforcement. So it wasn't doing all that I needed it to do, which was very surprising. And then I had to go and consult plastic surgeons because how much do I know about women's bosoms? And have you ever seen bosoms that nipples that face each other or that face away from each other or that anyway? So we worked that out and finally constructed a few styles of garments that are just beautiful when you put them on. Incredibly comfortable against your skin, give you a beautiful, you know, very flattering silhouette, and curl up and go to sleep in it. I'm really excited and really pleased, and I'm very excited about the next styles coming on board so that women have more choice. But I will say the styles are pretty classic, and the shirts are extremely durable. I mean, I have it next to my bed. I wake up, I put it on. And off I go into my day. I couldn't be more pleased, and I'm so excited to hear what other women think of this. Just freedom.
You know, it's interesting because you don't think about what goes into developing something like this. And it's kind of curious as to why nobody's ever thought about doing something like this before.
Seriously.
You know, and we have such, it's amazing, the preposterous thoughts of what beauty is in today's world. You know, I said to somebody once, you know, again, being large-breasted, I was always taught, my mother taught me low and loose. Always make sure your bra strap is going to fall off your shoulders so you keep the muscle. And I remember talking to somebody one time, and it was so funny because her bra, she had her boobs up so high, and I was like, you're killing all of your under muscle of your breast. And she was like, yeah, but when I take my bra off, I mean, you can't believe how low they are. I was like, oh, I do believe how low they are. Because of how high you're yanking them up, you know. But guys don't have to think about these things. And not for nothing, there are plenty of men out there that should be wearing sugar shirts of their own.
I have had that mentioned to me before. But just anyone who doesn't like that feeling of exposure, I mean, so many of the clothes, when I look through my own wardrobe, it's like, okay, I'm not wearing that because the bra I have to wear with that is so uncomfortable. I don't know why someone who is some brilliant fashion designer hasn't thought, oh, women have bosoms, and why are we forcing them to wear under contraptions like we're in the 18th century and people are corseted and bound? I mean, here we are. Shouldn't we just wear shirts that we just get to wear our shirt without strapping ourselves into something underneath it? Anyway, I believe in the future, all shirts will be sugar shirts, and they will just be made to accommodate and cradle and deal with a woman's true form in a much more comfortable and organic way. But until that happens, I'm offering sugar shirts for people who don't want to get up in the morning and then just run out and walk their dog and have to strap on a bra. Seems just,
you know,
it was too much for me.
This is making me think of my aunt who actually just went through breast cancer. And
oh, well, there's that.
Yeah, you know, I mean, and still can't wear a bra. You know, fortunately didn't lose her breast, but, you know, just the procedures and the port and all of the things that she had to deal with almost a year later, life is still too tender for her in, you know, in her breasts and everything for her to wear them. This must be phenomenal for women that are dealing with that.
Yeah, I think anyone who's dealing with breast issues or upper body situations where you're sensitive or medically it's really inadvisable to be putting on a bra, these are, they're ideal. You just put them on and you look great. I mean, that's the thing. You put it on, you feel great, and you look great. You don't have to do anything else. That's it. Just wear it. Greet the world. Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
for medical purposes, it's really a godsend.
I'm serious. I'm thinking back to when I had my shoulder surgery, and I would actually wear my bra and take the one strap off.
Arm out. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so many uses for this, other than just the freedom of not wearing a bra. It really is. And it's just such a great idea. And explain what happens on the inside of the shirt and how the panels are there.
Well, they apply to the inside of the shirt in your bust area is the absolutely softest fleece backed by this textile that will not dent out and, as I said, create, you know, poke through and nipples coming through. It has enough give to it to enhance your shape without any exposure whatsoever, which what I was going for. I mean, I love to have a million different styles, but the fact of the matter is there's only certain styles that are going to lend themselves to doing everything I want them to do, which is to make the wearer look beautiful and be completely comfortable and without a bra.
On that note, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to say thank you to our sponsors, and we'll be back in just a moment here on Word of Mom Radio.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than 1 in 4 children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
From the beach to a ball game, from your office to a locker, StadiumBags.com has the clear bags for you. Don't let our name fool you. We are not just for sports fans. The great thing about our bags is, yes, they meet the size requirements for pro and college sports, More importantly, they have the quality, versatility, and style that will stand up to years of use. You can feel free to clean your bags with the solvents that are going to keep the germs away from your home and your personal belongings and still make safety and convenience coexist. So find us at stadiumbags.com. You'll see why we are your clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
And we're back here on Word of Mom Radio. We are talking with Sugar McCauley about sugar shirts and how equality is a sugar shirt. With everything going on right now, with the awareness of women and fighting for women's rights and everything else, how do you feel this supports that?
Well, you know, there was the women's liberation movement, and people were burning their bras and, you know, free love and let it all hang out. I don't think women's liberation is so much as hanging out as being where you want to be on your own terms. And for me, those terms include not having to strap myself into a bra because with the clothing that's available to me today makes me feel exposed. So sugar shirts allows me to just go through my day as if any other, like a man. There's nothing strangling my chest or digging into my shoulders or poking through my shirt. I am on equal footing. And this is how sugar shirts make me feel equal.
Do you feel like there's almost a learning curve right now for women to get accustomed to going bra-free after a lifetime of strapping in?
Absolutely. But I think, you know, with COVID, they had a good head start. If they were lucky enough for what it feels like every day to get up and not have to put on a bra, although for many of them, you know, with husbands and older children and deliveries, they had to put on a bra anyway. And they do when they're home hanging out alone. I mean, hanging out with their family. I think once you put it on, it's like, hey, I do not have to be strapped in and hoisted and lifted and bound up to look really good. I look really good and my body is free. We had a lot of fun with the sweatshirts. My sweatshirts all have graphics for now on the front of them, and the one that we're offering now is actually a nautical semaphore, and it reads, "Your navigation lights are no longer visible." A little bit cheesy. And, yeah, so, and we have another one of Chinese characters slated to come up, and that reads, "There are no points sticking through your shirt. There's just beautiful silhouette." So, yeah, I think women are ready for this, to embrace this, and I think they want it.
I have to agree with you. So where do you manufacture your shirts?
Where everything is made right here in the States. The woman I worked with on my prototypes and samples, this is a wonderful woman, Maria from Bradenton, Florida. Then I have these fabulous little girls. I call them little girls because they're the same age as my daughters in their late 20s, who are shepherding me through this process of manufacturing quality products. And it's just been terrific working with every one of them and learning this business and their sensibilities. I have to say my shirts are their forever shirts. They are pretty much as indestructible as my original USA shirt. It is a shirt I hope women just wear constantly.
You are working with the Carrie Dad Center, which is the largest free clinic in Florida for the underserved and impoverished. Let people know about this and what Sugar Shirts is doing to support that.
Okay. I joined the board of this organization 20 years ago. It is miraculous. We have volunteer doctors and dentists and nurses and translators. We have outreach into the community. We have free medical. We have free dental. We have free eye care. We are serving the impoverished. We are serving the elderly. We are serving veterans. We are serving anyone who is underserved and overlooked in our community. And that was one of the impetuses for me to start this company, Sugar Shirts, was to have a sustained source of funding for this 100% free clinic to carry on its work. It was a lot of the reason why I decided, all right, I'm going to produce these shirts for the women of the world who are ready to go forth as themselves, unencumbered, without exposure. And when they do so, they are supporting huge women, children, and family health programs at the CareNet Center, every shirt.
That's fantastic. The other part of my life and our line of clear bags and backpacks and everything, I designed them as a fundraiser for schools. And schools and not-for-profits actually get 100% of the retail profit back. So most places, you know, you're buying something that's, you know, $30, you'll get 5% or 10% or whatever. I think it's a $30 bag. It's either $12.50 or $13.50 that goes back. And I know when you do things with schools and things, the chocolate fundraisers and wrapping paper and things like that, you get 10 cents on the dollar. So I love cause marketing, and I love when people are out there making a difference, and you being on that board already and then finding a way to continue to augment your support of this. Congratulations for you. Really.
Thank you.
All the way around with what you are doing, Sugar. Really, it's very impressive to me.
Well, thank you so much for giving me this platform to let the women of the world know we can look good and we can feel good and we can do good all at the same time.
And do it bra-free. You know,
bra-free.
It's amazing. I'm serious. I'm thinking of all of the friends that I have that are going to be listening to this show going, where can I get mine? So let them know where they can get theirs, Sugar.
Oh, yes. Okay. So you can get Sugar Shirts at sugarshirts.net. And you can follow me on Instagram at Sugar Shirts by Sugar. There's a few styles out now and more to come, including a sort of a sweatshirt dress, which I believe will be the final garment I live in for the rest of my life. I have camouflage tunics coming and textured T-shirts and camouflage. I'm really excited. And as I said, thank you so much for allowing Sugar Shirts, sugarshirts.net, and this platform for CareNet Center, which is a little miracle in and of itself, for allowing us this platform. This is terrific. Thank you, Dori.
You know what? It's my pleasure. And as a mompreneur and a woman in business, I mean, I've been a mompreneur since 1994. I'm a grandmapreneur now. And I work around being with my grandson. And yeah, I now have a granddaughter. And women need a voice. We need a place where we can celebrate each other's accomplishments, where we can work together to promote each other, to support each other, because there are plenty of naysayers out there who are going to tell us why we can't do it. Oh, you know, somebody's going to do it better. No, they're not. And this is why, as I said in the beginning, we are sharing the wisdom of women in business and in life, because each one of us in our own way is paving a path for someone else who has an idea. And so many people are going to tell, oh, you can't make that work. You know, sometimes our family and friends are our biggest support system, and sometimes they are our biggest naysayers. You know, it really is the luck of the draw and a flip of the coin. I've lived through the when are you going to quit this and get a real job to when are you going to grow this big enough to hire me?
I hear you. Absolutely.
Right?
And
sometimes, you know, there's that small sliver of people that as we gain success and things that they told us we could never do start to happen, they're not happy for us. But the majority of people are, even the ones who said, I don't think you can make this happen. They see you do it. It's like, wow, I can't believe you did it. When you first started talking about this, what did people have to say?
Well, a lot of, some of my friends were like, oh, really? You think, but mostly everybody was really excited, but I think they thought I was going to come up with something that looked like a Madonna pointy bosoms costume. I don't know. Because when I finally showed them the shirt, they were like, oh, my God, this is fantastic. Because it's just a gorgeous shirt you're wearing. No one's saying, oh, you're wearing a shirt without a bra under it. No one knows. They just think you look beautiful, which is all I wished for. And you're right, it is a very generational thing. These little girls, as I said, the ages of my daughters, who are my consultants in New York, were so enthusiastic about this product and what I'm doing. I myself will be a grandmother in December, so also this next generation coming, yeah, I want them to see women supporting each other and doing wonderful things and, real civic and community concerns with our equality.
Well, I'm going to give you an early welcome to the Glamma Club.
Thank you.
We're the new generation.
I can glam
it's so
my
funny.
Shirt now. Yeah.
That's right. It's so funny. Right. A friend of mine welcomed me to the Glamma Club, and I'm like, Glammy. That works for me. My grandson calls me Mimi. And
dear.
I'll be Mimi for the rest of my life. I would change my name to Mimi. I could, because there's nothing better. Then walking, having that little boy see me and just my Mimi, because I'm his.
Oh, my gosh.
And
wow.
Boy, am I his. And it is the best. It really is. And so I'm excited for that next phase of your life. I do want to have you back as you continue to do more styles. And also, Bill mentioned to me about your book, and we'll have to get you on to talk about that. And what it was to actually have a book in your head and actually get it down on paper. Because we have a great author's alley. And it would be fun for our listeners to learn a different side of sugar.
Oh, terrific.
And,
I would love that. It would be a blast.
Yeah, it would be fun. So as we're wrapping up here, what would you like to leave our listeners with, Sugar?
That if you have ever thought that you don't feel like wearing a bra at any given time, please go to my site, sugarshirts.net, and you will probably find a style that will work for you, I hope. And they're indestructible. You will have them forever. They're classic. They're comfortable. And they make you feel empowered and free. I've been wearing them for the past 2 years, prototype after sample after prototype, and it's been a complete joy. So I'm happy to share this with everyone right now. And also, of course, the impact it's going to have on this free clinic and the thousands of lives it will save literally at the CareNet Center in Florida.
Well, congratulations on getting this out there. Go to sugarshirts.net and take a look. Because as she says, quality is a sugar shirt. So thank you so much for being with us today. For all of you tuning in, thank you for tuning in and sharing your time with us. We're going to close out with our fabulous theme song from Smith Sisters Bluegrass. So until next time, this is Dori DiCarlo saying go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
She is sure. She is strong.